Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
There's a quote of you saying that you used to visualize Rooney as a bear, but now you actually consider the band more to be a turtle. What did that turtle do for the last 6 years?
I love this. I love that. I mean, that's a good idea. You're surprising me right now.
Okay, you love your own quote.
I'm shocked. Well, the bear is the California flag, is the bear. So mm-hmm. Those of you who know Rooney has seen a logo with a bear. And it's on the cover of the new Washed Away album as well. But the bear follows. The bear follows. And then the bear went into hibernation. So when it goes away for a few years, that's what I did. I went into hibernation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a story called The Tortoise and the Hare. Do you know this story?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
the turtle and the rabbit?
Yep.
So I love this story because the turtle wins, right? Mm-hmm. It goes slowly, but it still beats the rabbit. The hare gets very cocky. Because it's so far ahead, it just takes a nap and thinks it's already won.
Okay. So you just slept for 6 years.
Well, no. Well, the bear was hibernating. Yeah. But, I mean, in terms of, your career, you think long term. You know, you don't think about now or tomorrow. I think about today every second. But you think long term, too. Where do I want to be when I'm a little old man with gray hair and a guitar?
Ich habe hier noch ein Zitat von ihm angesprochen, in dem er die Band Rooney mal als einen Bär bezeichnet hat und dann aber gesagt hat, dass er mittlerweile, wenn er an die Band denkt, eher an eine Schildkröte denkt und ihn gefragt, was eben diese Schildkröte denn gemacht hat in den letzten 6 Jahren seit der letzten Platte von Rooney. Und er hat gesagt, dass der Bär auch für die Flagge von Kalifornien steht und dass ihm aber persönlich diese Geschichte, die Fabel von der Schildkröte und dem Hasen sehr gut gefällt, in der ja die Schildkröte dann am Ende gewinnt, weil der Hase eingepennt ist und dass er sagt, dass man als Künstler auch ein bisschen über seine Long-Term-Goals nachdenken muss, also die Ziele, die man sich auch in mehreren Jahren stecken will. You obviously come from a very well-known family. That might be kind of a thankful setting for every promoter who has to write a press release for Rooney, for example, mm-hmm. because they can name quite a few Hollywood names.
Yeah.
In your career as a musician, do you find that helpful because it opens doors or is it rather annoying? Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of both because the question is, would people perceive Rooney differently or me differently if I wasn't associated to a family of filmmakers? Mm. You know what I mean? So I don't know what the answer is. I hope that what I do as a musician can live on as its own, can speak for itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but I think we live in a world where people can be critical or judgmental or, these kinds of things. And it definitely makes a different conversation, but I don't talk about it like the first thing I talk about. You know what I mean? Like, I think to me, I would never learn anything if I ever relied on anybody completely.
Okay.
So I've always been somebody that tries to go on my own and do stuff so I can try to learn how to do it. And there's a great saying, which is learn from your mistakes.
Mm.
So if you never make mistakes, I don't know what you can learn. So if I use people, I don't know what I'll ever learn.
Ja, yeah. Ich habe ihn gerade nach seiner sehr bekannten Familie gefragt. Seine Mutter zum Beispiel, Talia Shire, hat damals in Rocky die Rolle der Adrian gespielt. Sein Cousin ist Nicolas Cage, seine Cousine Sofia Coppola. Sein Halbbruder Jason Schwartzman ist öfter mal in Filmen von Wes Anderson zum Beispiel zu sehen. Ich habe ihn gefragt, ob das nicht auch manchmal nervt, immer darauf reduziert zu werden, auf diese Familie. Und er hat gesagt, es ist natürlich schon schön, aus so einem künstlerischen Umfeld zu kommen. Aber manchmal fragt er sich natürlich auch ein bisschen, ob Rooney anders wahrgenommen worden wäre, wenn er nicht aus dieser Familie kommen würde oder wenn man das nicht wüsste. Aber er sagt, er stellt es selber natürlich nicht in Gesprächen in den Vordergrund, sondern muss seine eigenen Fehler machen und aus denen lernen. Your song When Did Your Heart Go Missing was a big chart hit back in 2007. I wonder, what happens around a band as soon as you have that much success with a song? How do people around you react and do labels kind of push you to write another big chart hit?
I never really felt like different after having When Did Your Heart Go Missing out. It did well in many countries around Europe, but it wasn't like it changed my life in a crazy way or something like that. Like, it wasn't like, oh my God, now I got to Germany. Everyone's like, oh my gosh. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, it wasn't like that. So I think, I just feel very happy to continue to keep coming to Germany and putting records out because, it's important to keep building. You don't want to rely on one song either, right? Like, I think there's a lot of music to be made. I don't feel like I'm an old man who wants to retire now, so I want to keep making new records.
Ich habe ihn gefragt, wie das damals war, als das Lied When Did Your Heart Go Missing in 2007 so ein großer Chart hit wurde, ja vor allem auch in Deutschland zum Beispiel, ob das, wie seine Freunde darauf reagiert haben und wie das dann für die Band ist. Und er hat gemeint, dass es eigentlich nicht so einen großen Einfluss auf Rooney hatte und auf den künstlerischen Prozess, aber dass es natürlich schön ist, dass dieser Song so bekannt war und ihm deswegen ermöglicht hat, auch mehr Musik zu schreiben und zu machen. Aber er ist kein alter Mann, der jetzt auf diesen einen großen Hit zurückschaut. In any case, the songs on the new Rooney record don't sound like there was any pressure at all. Very straightforward, cool, catchy pop tunes. And now we got a chance to listen to a stripped down version of one of these songs. You got your guitar with you. What are you going to play first?
Well, let's play the new single called Why. And I can tell you about this song. You want to hear about
tell
it?
Tell me
something. Can I tell you something about the song? Please. Okay. I wrote it in Los Angeles, where I live. And I didn't know it was going to be a duet before when I wrote it. I recorded it, and then I realized later, well, this is a song about a relationship, two people feeling something together in a relationship where you start to lose each other and feel separated, and you lose that love and feeling. Mm-hmm. So after I recorded this, I thought, you know, who might be great for this? And I just connected recently, actually, with an artist named Soko, who's a singer-songwriter from France. Mm-hmm. And she's also an actress. She's a really interesting sort of all-around artist. And I called her. I said, would you come over and sing? She said, yeah, let's do it, like today, right? So she came right over and she sang on this song. So I'm happy it's a duet. My first, the first Rooney duet officially. And it's the first single off Washed Away, which just came out. So I'm happy to have it out. But here we go. I'll play it acoustic.
Yeah, and you're going to do her part?
I'll do her part.
It's like in the new music video, you know, where it's like all you on the drums. But yeah, let's listen to that song.
One, two. Oh, 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 baby, were you ever happy? It's just lately. You seem like you just hate me. And last night, I keep on thinking about last night. It felt like we were over. You brushed me off your shoulder. No, I don't wanna lose you. If I stay, I'll lose you. Anyway it goes, it all goes bad. Oh, don't hold it all against me. Baby, I'm so sorry. And I don't know why. I wanna throw it all away. Sabotage and say goodbye. Bye. I wanna cry all night with you. But my heart is running dry. And I don't know why. Oh, 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 baby, why you wanna do this? I don't wanna keep on going nowhere. It's not you, it doesn't seem like you. Maybe we're the wrong match. Maybe it's just timing. Why? Oh, why you wanna stay here? If there's no more love here, you know it's not the last time. You say you need changing, but are you rearranging your broken heart? I wanna throw it all away. Sabotage and say goodbye. Bye. I wanna cry all night with you. But my heart is running dry. And I don't know why. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get, baby. No, I don't wanna lose you. If I stay, I'll lose you. Well, anyway it goes, it all goes bad.
Don't hold it all against me. Well, baby, I'm so sorry. And I don't know why. I wanna throw it all away, sabotage it, say goodbye. Bye. I wanna cry all night with you, but my heart is running dry. And I don't know why. Yeah, I can stay and say I do. I don't even wanna try. I could tell you what you wanna hear. I don't wanna lie. And I don't know why.
Robert Schwartzman von Rooney in der Detektor FM Session mit Y. Now let's play a little game and talk about music that we think might mean something to you. We prepared some songs and we're going to play little hooks of these songs to you. And you have to guess the artist in the song and maybe tell me whatever is on your mind when you hear that song. Wir spielen jetzt mit ihm ein kleines Spiel. Wir spielen ihm so ein paar Hooks aus Liedern vor, die ihm was bedeuten könnten. Und er erzählt uns die Geschichte hinter diesen Liedern oder was diese Lieder für ihn bedeuten. Mm-hmm. We're gonna start with this one.
Hide in the night.
Cool.
So tomorrow is gone.
Do you recognize it?
Of course.
What is it?
ELO, Knight Rider.
And do you have a story to that song, or does it mean anything to you?
Yeah, the intro of the song makes me weep. It's so pretty. There's some beautiful strings about to happen in the song mm-hmm. coming up after that. But what I love about it, I love the use of strings. It's like orchestral rock and roll. So there's some beautiful, Jeff Lynne is the producer, and I've always looked up to like producer songwriters, mm-hmm. singer, you know, like people who can wear all the hats. Because I've always aspired to be like that, those kinds of guys. But I've always worked to record and write and sing my own music. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I love that band, one of my favorites.
Nice. Das war ein Electric Orchestra mit Knight Rider und Robert hat erzählt, dass er vor allem Jeff Flynn sehr gerne mag, weil er sowieso Songwriter mag, die ihre eigene Musik produzieren, wie das hier geschehen ist. Und dann steht er auch noch auf die Strings, auf die Streicher im Lied. And the next song is this one. Okay, what is it?
Yeah, it's so good. Tame Impala's, it's called Let It Happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great song. It's, I remember I was driving home one night and, because I have a studio in LA and then I live like 10 minutes away. So I drove home and there's a station in LA that plays new music. And this song was on the radio and I was like, what is this song? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because I had known the artist, but it was a new single. And it was like, the song is really bizarre. Like it, you know, as it develops, it starts to kind of be a little bit different in the bridge and the breakdown. But I really admire when musicians or recording artists, when they, I call it stray, you stray from the heart of the song. It's, you know, usually you go off center. And I think that Tame Impala, the artist behind Tame Impala, Kevin Flynn, Kevin Parker. My bad. Kevin Flynn is my friend. Kevin Parker. Kevin Parker. I'd love to meet him. He seems like such an interesting musician, and his ideas are pretty unique. Anyway, yeah. I was thinking about it this morning. I think Tame Impala reminds me a little bit of ELO in that it's just the similar kind of arrangements and stuff like that.
Genau, das war ein Tame Impala mit Let It Happen. Den Song hat Robert das erste Mal gehört nachts, als er mit seinem Auto gerade von seinem Studio zurück nach Hause gefahren ist. Er hat ein Studio in LA und das ist 10 Minuten von seinem Haus entfernt. Und der Song kam im Radio und er dachte sich, was zur Hölle ist das für ein geiles Lied? Und hat gesagt, dass er an Kevin Parker, dem Frontmann von Tame Impala, besonders schätzt, dass der sich traut, in seinen Arrangements sich immer wieder vom eigentlichen Thema, vom Kern des Songs wegzubewegen, nur um dann am Ende wieder irgendwann zurück dazu zu kommen. Let's do one last song, and that's this one.
Live. I want to live my life.
What is it?
Ramones. Ramones, and it's called I Want to Live. It was like a late, you know, most people know the, you know, Blitzkrieg Bop or these kinds of songs, but yeah. I discovered this one later. I really love that song. It's, I don't always talk about it, but I spent so much time with Johnny Ramone of the Ramones. He was a very good friend of mine, and before he passed away, obviously. And anyway, he was a very sweet person to me, and was very much behind Rooney and was very supportive. He put Rooney on the Ramones tribute album called We're a Happy Family, which came out in 2002. And he had me cover Here Today, Gone Tomorrow, one of their songs. So, but anyway, I have a lot of history with this artist. And anyway, but I love to share this music because, you know, sometimes younger generations don't always know things that came from the past. Paul McCartney still tours and stuff like that, but you have some artists that have just retired and some people don't know their music, but I love to be able to share it on the radio.
Die Ramones mit I Wanna Live waren das und Robert hat erzählt, dass er selbst viel Zeit mit Johnny Ramone verbracht hat und dass ihm diese Zeit sehr viel bedeutet hat und Rooney haben auch selbst einen Song zu einem Tribute-Album der Ramones 2002 beigesteuert. Und Robert hat gesagt, dass es ihm wichtig ist, Musik dieser älteren Bands, die mittlerweile nicht mehr auf Tour sind, trotzdem mit einer jüngeren Generation im Radio teilen zu können. Okay, so now we listened to some songs that mean a lot to you. Now you're going to play a song that probably means a lot to you. Which song is it?
Well, this song people know because it was a Rooney song that was a radio, was played a lot on the radio here. And it opened the door for Rooney, I think, in a bigger way in Germany. Mm-hmm. And it's called When Did Your Heart Go Missing?
When Did Your Heart Go Missing?
The band Rooney.
Okay, nice. We're going to listen to that now.
Acoustic.
Yeah.
Let's do it. One, two.
Love don't come so easily. This doesn't have to end in tragedy. Well, I have you and you have me. Well, one in a million, why can't you see? Well, I'm waiting, waiting for nothing. You're leaving, leaving me hanging. When did your heart go missing? When did your heart go missing? I treat you like a princess, but your life is just one big mess. When did your heart go missing? When did your heart go missing? Yeah. Ba 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 da 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 ba ba ba. Well, I meant every word I said, and I never was lying when we talked in bed. Well, I'm retracing every step in my head. What did I miss back then? I was so, so misled. Oh! Well, I'm waiting, waiting for nothing. You're leaving, leaving me hanging. When did your heart go missing? When did your heart go missing? I treat you like a princess, but your life is just a one big mess. When did your heart go missing? When did your heart go missing? I don't understand. How could you forget what we had? It's so wrong. Well, I'm waiting, waiting for nothing. You're leaving, leaving me hanging. When did your heart go missing? When did your heart go missing? I treat you like a princess, but your life is just a one big mess. When did your heart go missing? When did your heart go missing? Yeah, things were so good. We had a little dream, a little dream together. Just buy a house and settle down and move out of this crazy old world. But you disappeared on me, and your heart went missing. I don't know how to find it, I don't know where it is. I don't know where your little heart went. I'ma call the police, I'ma call the heart investigative team. When did your heart go missing?
Robert Schwartzman von Rooney mit When Did Your Heart Go Missing in einer Akustikversion live eingespielt hier im Detektor FM Studio. Das neue Album von Rooney heißt Washed Away und ist seit letzten Freitag draußen. Thank you very much for being at our show, Robert.
Of course. Thank you. You had me here. You invited me here, right?
Oh, so kind of
you. This is a pleasure to be here. Thank you. Enjoy the new album.
We will.
Please.
Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.